Before we welcome in our good friend from VegasInsider.com, Eli Rice, former Husker player, will be in the Big Ten. So trades are happening. Nebraska acquires a guy from Rutgers, and Nebraska trades a guy to Penn State. Eli Rice is going to Penn State. Brian Edwards, Vegas B. Edwards on Twitter, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. What's happening?
It's a good morning. It's a little a little rainy here in Omaha. Anything on your Hawks last night? Anything you want to talk about there?
Well, I had the over, so that worked for me. Just I don't know, man. I feel like we should maybe trade either Trey or Murray, but Trey is still only 25.
Which is wild.
Which is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to do. I'm not sure. So if I don't have the answer for it, I can't be mad at whatever they do, right?
There you go. I feel like that's good.
Well, I would be mad at giving DeAndre Hunter, $90 million?
Right. Yeah, I've been kind of saying I'm over him for a little while. I'm just over us not being able to ever get stopped. I mean, it can't all be because of Trey that we don't ever get stops. I mean, we just got to get better defensively. I mean, with personnel, obviously.
Sorry we're not talking about your Hawks in the remaining playing games, but we do have Bulls Heat, and then we've got Lakers Mavs tomorrow. Or, I'm sorry, Nuggets Lakers in the first round. I want to start with the Bulls and the Heat right now for tomorrow night in the play-in from the Eastern Conference. Are you looking at a favorite one way or the other? Or are you looking at the over-under on this one?
I'm looking at the over-under, and I don't think Jimmy Butler's status matters that much in terms of the over-under just because he's elite at both ends, so I kind of feel like it's a wash. And the over has cashed in five straight for the Bulls, and the lowest combined score was 232. We're looking at a really low total in 208. I know the regular the postseason is a lot different beast than regular season, especially when it comes to totals. But the over has hit in the last three between these teams with combined scores of 234, 240, and 218. And the over is currently on a 10-1 run for Miami. So low total, I'm going to go over 208.
Game one, Lakers Nuggets. So the Lakers win against the Pels, and so they get a team which extinguished them last year in the Western Conference Finals, but also they've lost eight straight to 7-point favorite are the Nuggets. Let me first ask you this, because we're going to talk about futures or where odds are right now for the finals. How confident are you in the Nuggets repeating out of the two seed?
Real confident. I really don't think anybody in the West is going to have anything for them other than maybe Dallas, because Dallas had won 16 of 18 until they kind of didn't try in the last two regular season games and they got blown out both times. But, if Kawhi was healthy, maybe it'd be different. Maybe the Clippers would have, the Clippers were looking pretty good, 2 months back. Now not so much. I don't think anybody, maybe Dallas is going to have anything for Denver in the West. I don't think.
But you like Nuggets getting that's a good number. That's a healthy number of 7 in game one.
Yeah. I do like him -7. They've won 8 in a row. Like you've mentioned, they've covered 5 in a row. And, when they faced them, this year, they won by 8, they won by 12, and they won by 10. So that would cover the 7 in each instance. Playing at altitude, give me the Nuggets -7.
Sunday Mavs Clips hosting. It's essentially a pick'em. What do you like?
Yeah, I don't think Kawhi is going to play. I mean, obviously, we don't know that for sure yet. But, like I mentioned, Dallas was on a 16-2 run, not just straight up, but against the spread as well, until they dropped those two, regular season games at the end there. And I got to go with Dallas. I know that there's a bunch of guys listed questionable, but I feel pretty good that most of those guys are playing.
Hey, watching the Heat play last night against Philadelphia, and Philadelphia wasn't very good until Embiid just took off at the end of the game and Batum was hitting. But You know, where was Maxey? And I watched that game, and I know the Knicks are a little bit limited in terms of depth. And I look at the Celtics, and I'm thinking, that's a wagon. So I don't know that anybody out of the East is going to knock off the Celtics if they have to play them in seven to get to the finals. So let's talk Nuggets-Celtics, because there's a lot of numbers out there for that matchup. You like either way, the Nuggets juice over the Celtics or the Celtics over the Nuggets juice?
So I'm going to put one unit on the Nuggets to beat the Celtics in the finals, and that's a plus 580 payout. And to kind of hedge it, I'm going to do a half unit less on the Celtics to beat the Nuggets in the finals. A half unit is a plus 490 payout. I just don't see anybody in the East beating Boston. Philly, I think, probably could present the most danger if Embiid, continues to, get his cardio better. And he just doesn't look like he's moving great, but maybe that's just going to, come with more time as long as he doesn't have a setback. Even if Embiid is all good, I still think the Celtics are definitely the team to beat in the East. So Nuggets to beat the Celtics plus 580, one unit, and then Celtics to beat the Nuggets is a bit of a hedge for a half unit to plus 490.
Hey, this is not to do with any of the action this weekend, but we were discussing this earlier in the show in Jontay Porter getting the lifetime ban in the NBA. Was that an eye-opener for you, especially with the gambling in the NBA, all of that? Was that an eye-opener from uh-oh, or is that not a big deal? Because, again, it seems to be handled the right way anytime there's irregularities that are showing up.
Yeah, I mean, it was the books that were reporting the irregular amounts of people betting on Porter's props to go under. All these scandals are coming to light because of all the monitoring, but that maybe the anti-gambling people, maybe they do have a point on some of the props. I'm not going to just outright say that, but maybe that if we have more of guys providing information and then faking injuries and people cashing on unders on their player props, then maybe that the player prop stuff might need to be reevaluated. But again, if it wasn't for the book, then this stuff would not be coming to light.
I agree. All right, enjoy the weekend. It will not be as exciting as UFC 300 last weekend, which was incredible, by the way.
Yes, it was. What a fun. I mean, my picks were awful, but I still had a blast watching it. Fortunately, I had a nice week with UConn and futures paying out and the Monday night. But so I couldn't be in too foul of a mood. Or I wasn't in a foul mood. I was in a great mood. Yeah. Even though I gave him money.
There you go.
Hey, have a great weekend and enjoy it. And the NBA playoffs as well. And we look forward to talking next Thursday.
Thanks, all. Talk to you next week.
That's senior handicapper from VegasInsider.com, Brian Edwards, with his picks on the NBA. No NBA tonight. Actually, a quiet night in sports.
It is kind of, yes.
Makes me nervous something's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, we'll be
there's
good.
Baseball.
Just keep your eyes in Boulder. A lot going on.
Yeah, a couple days. A lot will be going on in Boulder, of course.
A lot of activity.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the show today on a Thursday. Crossover is coming up next. We're back in tomorrow at 6. Schaefer's and a little NBA?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Yeah.
All right. Special guest from the NBA.
We'll talk Ohio State spring ball, too.
First time the LeBron will be on the show. Looking forward to it. For Jimmy, for Nick, I'm Gary. Crossover's coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6.